Sunday. Side by side at the microphone, from the green light to the speed trap, Chris Switzer and Ray Garino calls them as they sees them, and you better believe them. Here! Relevant news, biased opinions, and outright bullshit regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gas, but mechanical trickery never before revealed over FCC-regulated airwaves. Thrill to the explosive tension as Chris and Ray cuss each other down the track and barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain disaster as they shake hands with the devil. All that and much more this Sunday at high noon on the Motormouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and live feed, Chris Switzer and Ray Garino. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free. Every Sunday at noon on WHPC. Take the Long Island Expressway to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the sign saying no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway. Go right on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass. Sunday!
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
All right, these wheels are moving today. I'll tell you why, boy, because you have tuned into Motormouth Radio, Long Island's only automotive talk show, with your hosts Ray Guarino and Chris Switzer. And we are doing a Tool extravaganza show today. We're going to talk with Eddie from Lyle Tools. Chris, how are you, my brother? You with us?
I am doing very well, Ray. Doing very well. Trying to enjoy this week and shovel myself out of a horrible winter, but having a good time and very excited to indulge in an all-tool extravaganza here. We have a lot to talk about, don't we? You just disappeared. Where are you running off to? Ray is running off. It's so funny now that we're watching stuff go on and we can see things throughout with our fine, upstanding technology known as Zoom. So, but yeah, things are good, and we have an exciting show. Can you please tell us why?
Yes, you know, Chris, we're going to have there was a little event that took place on social media. You know, that's where everybody lives and dies these days, us included.
Yeah,
probably.
Exactly.
There was a contest to win a pair of pliers.
This is just funny.
What's up? What do you got?
Yes,
I'm on delay. I'm listening to you on FM, so this is late. If you need me, throw the ball against it.
Oh, good. I have a communication device. This is what I wanted with you, Chris. A ball to throw. This is great. Thank you.
So to communicate with the station manager, with Kim Tracy, our station manager, to get her attention, you have to throw a ball at a window.
It's a softball. Yeah, it's a softball. But anyway.
I love modern technology.
It's great. Listen, we go right back to what works.
Yeah, exactly. And we are talking about what works, tools. And I'm very excited about it. Please tell us why.
Yeah. So like I said, there was a contest that I saw. It was a new pair of pliers by the Lyle Company, which we've all known and loved for years. We've all, you know, I tried to explain to some guys about how, like, everybody knows the major tool brands. You know them by name. You know them by sight. But Lyle is the brand you'll see in the auto parts stores and in other stores, because they'll sell specialty tools. So they're not necessarily, you know, branded to any one type of tool. They have a very wide gamut of stuff. And that's where the brand is so good, because you have those specialty tools to fix special problems. So there was a contest to win a pair of these new exhaust donut pliers. And they said you just had to pretty much like the page, follow them, and leave a comment. And I said, okay, you know, I'm always up for a contest. And I would recently had fought with the job with those dopey exhaust donuts and did not have the correct tool to do it with. So right. I said, boy, they'll actually solve a problem. So I did. I left a comment. And within a few days, I got notification that I had won those pliers. And they were delivered.
Wow.
And they do. They work like fantastic. So with that, I reached out to the company, like I always do, cold calling, you know, knocking on the door, saying, hi, Motormouth's here.
And they didn't slam the door in your face.
Yeah, my nose is stuffed. And I got put
stopping in those slamming doors with your face is never good.
Yeah, but we're tough. We're radio guys. We've learned how to do that. That happens more often than not.
That's what gave us the face for radio. Yeah,
exactly.
And so what happened when you called the company?
Well, we were put in touch. I was put in touch with Eddie from Lyle, yeah. And we spoke, and he got back to me a couple calls, and he said, sure, I'll come out with you guys. And I said, all right, hop on the roller coaster. We're going for a ride. So we have with us today Mr. Eddie Lyle from Lyle Tools. Eddie, it's a pleasure to have you with us.
Hey, guys, great to be here today. I'm glad you guys won the tool and excited to tell you a little bit about Lyle Corporation today.
Please do. Yes. You know, we have
that is. Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. Because we have truly grown up with your company. I mean, everybody goes into an auto parts store, and a lot of times you don't usually look at what's on the racks. You go right to the counter. You ask for your part or whatever have you. But I must admit, whenever I'm in an auto parts store, I gravitate right to Lyle Tools because there's always something. I can't tell you. It's like the biggest surprise in any auto parts store because you walk up to the rack with all of those tools that are all. They're all specialized. They all have one purpose or two purposes. They're not like your standard wrench or screwdriver, even though you have those as well. But I mean, there's all these special tools, and I stop, and it's one of those jaw-dropping situations where you're like, wow, I didn't know you can get a tool that does that. Wow, I didn't know you get a tool that does that. And there's one tool that I remember seeing and still striving for is the trim pliers, the pliers that take the little plastic trim caps off of that hold like the inside of fender wells and door panels and things. Yeah.
Those are the little.
Oh my gosh, and Lyle makes that wrench. I'm like, that's great. So yes, you are that guy, Eddie. You are the guy that makes me stop and drop my jaw and stare at your product and the stuff that you build and the stuff that you manufacture. And it's very cool. And I'm going on, but I'm gushing and I'm glad. I'm glad you're here to talk with us. How did it happen? How did it start? Tell us about your life. Tell us about your career.
Well, shut up and give him a chance.
Well, Lyle Corporation, we're a family-owned manufacturer and marketer of especially automotive tools. We actually have been around since 1903. So we've been around for 118 years.
Wow.
Really, our niche, like you mentioned, is those specialty tools. We also do mechanics creepers and lube and tire products as well. But now, at this day, I believe we have over 750 main tools in our line. So a lot of times it's coming out with those unique tools, those kind of time-saving, problem-solving tools that people need. If there's a tool out there that we can make specifically for a specific job, that's the tool we're looking to make.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's kind of where we are at today. Our tools are for the professional. We typically consider our line as a quality tool that's priced right. So that's typically where you'll find our tools. You can find our tools at a lot of different distributors. You can find them in a parts store like O'Reilly Auto Parts, CarQuest Advance. You can find them on Tool Trucks, Snap-on, Macco, Mac, Cornwell, but as well as a lot of your traditional parts stores and tool warehouses too.
Eddie, you said you have over 700 individual tools. What kind of research and development department do you have? How do you find that specialty and then produce a tool for it?
Well, most of our tools are developed by our own engineering department. Mm-hmm. But actually, a lot of some successful tools that we've had over the years have been from individual mechanics who, recognize a problem and they came up with a tool to solve it. So, for instance, we have this program called the IDEA program. So say you have an original tool idea that you think others may need. Lyle Corporation is interested in evaluating your idea.
You know, it's funny, Eddie, I was at the shop yesterday, and I was talking with the guys there and letting them know, you know, they always ask, hey, who's coming on the show tomorrow? And I explained to them that you were coming on, and I told them about that idea program, because these guys do a lot of body work. I don't. I do strictly mechanical and then some diagnostics and electrical, but they do body work. And I see the tools that these guys hand make from, I mean, literally, my one friend who's a very good body band and painter has rocks, certain stones and pieces of wood in his toolbox that he uses.
Yeah.
You know, and he says, no, I would never give these up. These things are priceless. But on the other hand, they'll take tools and make other tools out of them and modify things and use pieces of scrap metal and whatnot. And, you know, one guy is always using, he's got like, it looks like steak knives from his house that he regrinds and sharpens and uses to take molding and trim off. And I told him, I said, well, they have an idea program at Lyle. You guys should pitch some of this stuff, and maybe they'd make a tool that looks decent out of what you have. You know, so who knows?
Yeah, absolutely.
You may get a few inquiries in the future.
Wow. You know, we currently pay royalties to over 115 individuals. We've been doing this program for over 50 years. You know, everyone thinks you got to have a design, but you really do not. You just need to tell us the problem. Tell us your headaches. You know, I need a tool to work on this problem. You know, if you have a tool that's not quite perfect, that's okay. Send us a picture of what you got. Send us a drawing. But the main thing I'll tell you is whatever you do, don't sit on it. Send it in. So if you got a good idea, go to our website. Click on the little light bulb with idea program, and you can submit your idea there. And we keep these ideas on file, even though they're submitted years ago. And that way we can see if someone submitted an idea that's, you know, more directly related to what the tool we want to release. So we catalog these ideas. And if you got a good idea, let us know.
Excellent. And let me throw this out, too. I will tell people that if you're listening and you want to talk to Eddie, you want to ask him a question or give him some props about Lyle Tools, you can give us a call on the studio line at 516-572-7440, or you can try and backdoor us at our other line at 516-256-9510, and you can speak with the man himself. And, of course, you know, follow Lyle. Lyle is on Instagram. We see them on Lyle Corp. Lyle Corp Tools, I believe, is the your handle on Instagram. Or just do a search for Lyle Tools. It'll pop right up. And follow us on Motor Mouth Radio on Twitter, on the web, and on Facebook. And Real_Motor Mouth Radio, Joe's favorite, on Instagram. And yeah, you can see all the stuff that we do. Gets to be a mouthful. But, Eddie, the company's been in business since 1903, like you mentioned, 118 years. And you have third, fourth, fifth, and sixth generation family members working in the company. That's boy, that is a testament to American stick-to-itiveness. I love that. You know,
yes, that is amazing.
Well, I'll tell you, it's something that's great to be a part of. I'm in the sales department. I'm actually a sixth generation family member to come to work for the company. So it's definitely something we, you know, we take a lot of pride in, and it's something we want to keep it going for another 118 years. So, definitely great to be a part of a company like that.
Right.
You know, Eddie, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, we today we're, you know, located in a small town in Clarinda, Iowa. There's about 5,000 people in our town. We have around 250 employees. You know, so I can tell you that we try to manufacture as much as we can right here in our town in Clarinda, Iowa.
Wow. So it's, so basically the company is self-contained mostly. I mean, and that's something to be proud of, that you can produce something in a nice small town and still have that small town atmosphere. I love it. I think that's, it's pretty unique in this day and age now, with something that was so normal and so regular is now become unique and almost special, a specialty in itself. So that's very cool. Hey, Eddie, have you ever had a tool, idea show up that you just shook your head and went, like, what was this person thinking? Has anything ever like that ever happened?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's, you know, our engineering department will look at all the different submissions. And you know what? There's no bad idea. There might be some off the wall ones from time to time, but we'll catalog them. And, you know, certainly if you think you got a good idea, send it in. But yeah, there's been a few over the years, that's all right. That makes it fun.
Oh yeah. No, I don't look at it badly at all. I love that people will try, but I know I've actually had some discussions with some mechanics, and they've tried to explain some tool ideas to me, and you kind of slowly back away and go, okay, you work on that.
Yes.
You work on that
all right,
that
well,
chewing gum and
you know, we're
chewing
work
gum
on,
tool remover.
We're going to work
yes.
on answering this call because we have a call. We're
going cool.
to go to the phones and say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths and Eddie Lyle. Caller? Hello, you're on with the Motor Mouths. I guess not.
I guess not.
All right. Yeah, the phone is activated.
All right.
So, okay, we will try again. Go
okay.
Back, try. That didn't
516-572-7440 or 516-256-9510. Those are the phone numbers to get a hold of us and get a hold of Eddie Lyle from Lyle Tools. So, yeah. But it's just something that I just have to, I'm in awe of. Do you produce also regular tools as well, Eddie? Or is it just all specialty? Are there wrenches and screwdrivers as well, or is it just all specialty all the time?
Well, you know, I want to say we don't want to get too specialty. I mean, we, you know, different products. We have brake tools. We're doing a lot more with body tools. You mentioned those trim clip pliers. Mm-hmm. You got those stubborn Christmas trees out there on some cars, and those help with removing those. But, you know, filter wrenches is a good example of a tool where we have a filter wrench, and then we kind of have our best option with our swivel grip of filter wrenches. On those, we weld a bonded material onto the filter wrench so it grips a lot better.
Oh.
But really, you know, we do heavy-duty items, engine tools, brake tools, really a variety of different tools out there.
Is our caller on the line? We had another call. We picked it up. Caller, are you with us? It says on air. It really does. I'm looking at a green on air, and all right. Well, anyway, but that's the thing I've always liked about Lyle was the diversity of the brand. That there were so many different types of tools, and like I said, you know, when you, I'm trying to remember back because, like I said, I've used the brand for so long. Like one of the specialty tools that I bought, that I said, "Oh, there it is. It's on the board." You know, it's like you can't get this anywhere else, and there it is.
No, it's funny you should mention the oil filter removal tool. I have one, and it's got the adjustable clamps and the springs, and you hook it up to a regular 3/4-inch drive. And I'll tell you, Eddie, this thing has removed it has accepted and succeeded in every challenge that I've thrown at it. Every single oil filter that it fits on, it takes off, and it is my go-to whenever I get a new car into the fold. There's always an oil filter on it that a gorilla tightened.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, oh, crying out loud, I gotta get this thing off. And your oil filter removal tool is the one go-to tool that I have that I praise, and it's so much better because it's so adjustable. Those jaws open and close as needed. And yeah, my tip my hat to whomever engineered that was really on spot. Mm-hmm. And I got a call coming in on this end.
Yes,
you want me to take it?
Yes, because we redirected the call.
Ah, good. So let's go to the phones. Let's go to the fun. And let's say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths and Eddie Lyle from Lyle Tools.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey.
I'm listening to Matco Man Brian on the phone.
What's up, Brian?
It's hey, Matco Man Brian. What's going on? Hey, Eddie, how are you?
Hey, doing good. How's it going today?
We're doing great. I just want to tell you, love the products. I sell a lot of them off the old Matco truck, and hopefully this year we'll be able to see you at our expo, and it's coming up.
Absolutely.
Postponed because of all them. But I just want to tell you, I can't wait for the new spill-free funnel kit to come out. That's one of my big sellers. You got the Ford adapter coming with that.
Mm-hmm. Got the new Ford cap coming on that one. That one is released. The part number on that is our 24780. And I can tell you what, the mobile tool truck business is a big part of our business. And, you know, we appreciate you going out there and promoting Lyle Tools on your truck, because there's a lot of different tools out there you could sell. But sometimes that Lyle tool, unique tool, can be a good order starter for a lot of people. I'm sure you found that.
Very true. When guys come out and they say they have a problem, I grab your guys' catalog and we go right from there. And of course, you know, we have a lot of through Matco, but you know, one of my Friday at 5 o'clock savior is the three valve Ford broken spark plug tool.
Yeah,
I can't tell you how many that I get a phone call that they've been messing with it for 2.5 days, and it's Friday at 5, and they got to get this thing done. So you guys are a lifesaver, and, you know, like I said, it's awesome stuff. I was trying to make a list of the top 5 that I sell from you guys, and it turned into a page and a half. So it's kind of hard to narrow it down to a few things.
Yeah, I got to say, I had got that funnel kit for Christmas. My daughter got it for me for Christmas, and it's I only got to use it once so far, but I look forward to using it more because it's just so trouble free, you know, spill free is what it does. But also the serpentine belt removing tool that I have at the shop, that's a great one. That's you know, again, that was always something that's to get in there. You're always grabbing, like, you know, ratchets, long ratchets, extensions, all sorts of crazy stuff, and wrenches. That tool just makes it so easy because some of those engine bays are really tight. But
I believe it.
Mm. You know, you mentioned our 65600, our broken plug remover for Ford. That's been a great selling tool. And you know, the interesting thing there is, you know, if you have a specific technical question, a lot of times we can put you in contact with the engineer, you know, here that made that tool. And that's one where we do get a lot of questions. And our engineer here in-house, his name's Mike. He's taken a lot of calls, even on the weekend, where someone was trying to figure it out and they were kind of at their wit's end, and Mike was able to kind of talk them off a ledge and walk them through the tools. So we're very lucky. We have a great bunch of engineers here that can help with those questions.
You know, I have to tell you, where that plug tool is concerned, my buddy at the shop, Mike, has a Mustang with a 4.6, and he wanted to change the plugs, and he knew that he knew this in advance, that the plugs would break, or sometimes they break coming out, or you need to break them in order to get them out. And he bought the tool in advance. So he was in one bay, I was in the next bay, and I heard, you know, he was working, and I heard this cracking noise. I was like, oh, my God, what is that? I turned because it was a god-awful noise. And he said, no, that's the plug. I said, is that the way it's supposed to work? And he said, yeah. He goes, look, come here, I saved a couple for you. You try it, and wow. It is the scariest noise you'll ever hear using a tool, but yet that tool works so perfectly and extracts that plug that without it, you know, you're pulling the heads, and that's it. And that's not easy to do on those engines. So, yeah.
Wow.
Big hit.
Just that alone is a testament.
If I could tell you a quick story, Eddie, on that Ford tool, it was kind of funny because locally I'm in the Silver Spring, Maryland area down by D.C., and there was at the Ford dealerships that I go to, when that first started happening, there was a guy, an old timer, that would come by and get those plugs out, and he would charge the dealer you know, an amount of money for this to do. And when that tool came out, I sold about 7 of them in the shop, and that guy, I think he had a bounty out for me because I took his business away.
You put him out of business.
For sure. I have a job, yeah.
So,
wow.
How was he doing it, Brian? Do you know what his secret was, how he was doing it prior to the tool coming out?
No, he was very secretive, and they, you know, he brought the vehicle. They, you know, they had the vehicle, and he just told everybody to leave, and he just did what he did. I don't know what he was doing, but he was charging something like $250 a hole.
Wow.
Whoa.
Every plug that he was taking out was $250.
That's,
and
it's $2,000 an engine.
That was insane.
$1,000, I'm sorry.
Yeah. And but you know, like I said, he was secretive. He didn't want to give out the secret.
Sure.
He swore up and down that this tool did not work, because but when I, like I said, when I sold him, that was it for him. So hopefully he invested the money wisely and he could retire, but he was making some good money off that.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing.
Now, wouldn't it be funny if you found out he was the guy that pitched the idea for the tool? Make it off the back end, you know?
No, he had one of the tools in his pocket.
He might have. You never know. You never know.
Right. He had
I just wanted to say, Eddie, that we appreciate you guys. I can't wait to get the new funnel kit. I run a promo on the truck, spill-free, whatever day I'm out. So it would be spill-free Monday or spill-free Thursday. And I just walk around with a shopping cart with your funnels in it and sell. I'll have to put a picture on Instagram and I'll tag you in on that. But if I could only give you a little bit of insight, it would be great if you made different colors on those funnels. And I'll tell you why, because a lot of guys somebody will buy a new set and all of a sudden pieces disappear and that funnel's the first thing that goes. And,
close legs.
I know that you guys made it easier when you guys made it clear, but if you made like a green stripe on the top or blue, red, and yellow, you probably sell just a whole bunch of funnels.
Well,
but,
Brian, you could be proactive and include a Sharpie with every funnel so the guy can write his name on it like a school book, you know?
An engraving tool.
That is true.
Yeah. I appreciate the feedback, Brian, and you know, we'll look forward to seeing you at the show in May, I believe. And you know, that's one thing we really miss right now, during COVID, is, you know, our sales department, and engineers going to these shows and getting feedback like that. You know, that's a great time for us to get in front face to face. You can put your hands on the new tools. So I don't know about you, but I'm ready to get going and back to shows more often.
Yeah.
So look forward to seeing you there.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. Same here.
Yeah, it was, like I said, I can't wait, and hopefully it happens. And like I said, keep up the good work, and, you know, we appreciate, and like I said, you guys are lifesavers.
Well, thanks a lot, Brian. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Brian. Thanks for the call. We always appreciate that feedback. It's great to hear from a guy in the trenches who sees the masses. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Very good.
Very true. Brian, thank you so much for the call, my brother.
Take care and be safe.
All right, Brian, talk to you soon.
I'll let somebody else on.
All right.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Brian, Macroman Brian, on the phone. 516-572-7440 is the studio line, if we can get that rolling. But we do know that the backup line at 516-256-9510 is working.
Right.
So technology at its best.
I tell you where we're at. We're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take a quick break to reestablish. Chris, do we have, for Eddie's benefit, because he's new to this show, he doesn't see all the crazy stuff we do. Do we have an honor group of the hour?
Yes, we do, Ray. We do have an honor group of the hour, and it is unfortunately not tool-based, but it is an honor group nonetheless.
Okay.
Because, and it's a visual. Unfortunately, Eddie can't see it. The Motormouth Radio honor group of the hour, if you still have a yellow can of Simonize original car wax on the shelf in your basement or in your garage? Is it completely covered in dust? If you open it, does it have a huge fault running down the center of the wax? Or you don't need to open it because it sounds like this.
Nice. Oh, geez. Beautiful.
If it has gravel running inside it, and if you have two cans of yellow Simon Eyes, then you are part of the Motor Mouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour. If you have a 40-year-old can of yellow Simon Eyes car wax on your shelf, consider yourself old, throw the things away, and revel in the fact that you're part of that Motor Mouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour.
And,
there you go.
And as my grade school teachers used to say, and you have the gall, young man, to tell me I keep old stuff. Oh, my word. Well, all right. I tell you what, Eddie, you could talk to Chris for a second. We're going to take a little break. We'll be back. And for our good friend Cliff, who's out there listening on the WHPC link, you can find that on motormouthradio.com as well, the streaming link. He requested the music today, so our music was sponsored by none other than our buddy Cliff. We'll give him a little bit of a tip of the hat again, and we'll be back with more Motor Mouth Radio as soon as we take care of this with your host, Ray Guarino, Chris Switzer, and Eddie Lyle from Lyle Tools. And we'll be back in a minute. Keep it where you got it on 90.3 WHPC.
I could be holding you tonight. I could quit doing wrong and start doing right. You don't care about what I think. Think I'll just stay here and drink.
This show on 90.3 WHPC is brought to you by CarStar Celebrity Chase Collision, with two locations in Lynbrook and Oceanside, who remind you that New York State law says you always have the right to choose which shop you want to have your car fixed at. CarStar Celebrity Chase Collision offers a full range of services, 24-hour towing between Montauk and Manhattan, shuttle service, and they can help you with a rental car arrangement if needed. And yes, se habla español. More information is available by calling 516-593-0920 or visiting online at celebritychasecollision.com.
You're listening to the Motor Mouth.
Oh.
You know them.
So nice talking to you guys. I miss you.
You love them.
I heard you talking about us, so I thought I'd call in.
Motor Mouth.
You want to serve dinner to them.
How you doing, guys? Sorry to interrupt.
How are you, Ray?
Chris is the sharpest drill bit, right?
This is the first time that I'm actually listening live and working on a car.
Our trained staff of two will help.
I'll call you back when I have the solution.
Well, thanks a lot, guys. That definitely points me in the right direction.
Now hold your breath. I hope you're sitting down.
Motor Mouth.
A tornado of urban legend and BS.
No, I'm not going to wax my Johnson. I'm going to wax my Evan Roots.
As always, you are a consummate professional.
When I listen on my laptop, I got to keep that thing screaming. I don't mean to blow you up on the airwaves.
Quite frankly, there are better things to do with your time.
Obviously, I call wrong number by accident.
I want you all to know, sometimes I don't even wear pants.
I have no clue, and I can't hit it with a hammer to fix it.
Yeah, I want to know what the is wrong with my car.
So I got to give you guys a call and talk to you.
Motor Mouth!
I'm in the car now.
They're going to talk about working on cars, but not going to work on yours.
There is no answer, and it makes you think, and I like the things that make you think.
What are you doing here?
I'm on break.
Okay, good. So are we.
There are answers, sometimes correct ones, and we may have them.
Motor Mouth Radio, 90.3 FM, WHBC.
Motor Mouth.
Yes, we are Jive Talking on 90.3 WHBC, and that is Chris Switzer on cowbell, by the way. Don't let yourselves be fooled. Live read, and he plays cowbell, too, so this man is a talent.
Not at the same time.
Boy, you never said that in 12 years of doing a show on me.
No, but I have said this. 516-572-7440. Pick up the phone. Call us. For crying out loud.
That is true.
Come on. True. Come on. Yes. Standing here talking to Ray.
I know. All right, you're talking to us, you're talking to Ray, Chris, Eddie Lyle from Lyle Tools Corporation. We're back with more Motor Mouth Radio to fulfill your afternoon dreams on a Sunday.
Yes, needs and dreams and all talk of tools right here on Motor Mouth Radio. Eddie, I got to ask you, Brian gave you some nice 5 p.m. Friday afternoon stories. Do you have any stories where some of your tools have saved someone's bacon?
Yeah, I mean, we, you know, like I said, going back to that 65600 spark plug tool, you know, we'll get a lot of those calls, and people are saying, well, I need the tool right now, or I'm working on the car right now. What can you do to bail me out? I don't know how to do this. You know, we can patch them right through to Mike, and he can kind of talk them off a ledge, because they're calling us. They're kind of at their wit's end, and they don't know what to do. So, you know, that would be one example, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've probably talked quite a few people off the ledge, that's for sure.
You know, one of the things that I've always liked about looking at the Lyle, and like in my Advance Auto Store, it's not a board. They have an aisle. So it's laid out in like three tiers about 20 feet long.
So it's a Lyle aisle.
It's a Lyle aisle, right?
Got it.
Very good. And I just like to, you know, even though I know the brand and I've seen it many times, I still cruise down because I want to see if something's new. And, you know, the red and white packaging is very attractive, catches your eye, and it's just it's nice to look at. And you know, you always gravitate towards, you know, areas of concern where you know, things that you would buy. We're going to try the phone again. We're going to...
Right, I was going to say, Ray, so you do the same thing I do. You smile in the Lyle aisle.
I do.
And it doesn't take a while.
We use that catchphrase, smile with Lyle, because that's how you pronounce Lyle. A lot of people might say Lizzly, Lizely. Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, it's smile with Lyle.
There you go.
You know, it is true. You're right. I was going to ask you about that. Is how many mispronunciations do you get on a, I'm sure, a quasi-daily basis?
Because, oh, yeah. I've heard it my whole life. You just roll with it and you just say... You know, we don't care how you pronounce it, but if you want to pronounce it right, say smile with Lyle.
Sounds good. Hey, let's go to the phones, back to the fun, and say hi. You're on with the Motormouths and Eddie Lyle.
Wow. Hello, Chris. This is Howie.
Ready, Ray?
It's the Big Man.
What's up, Taco Bell? How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing swell. You know, you're on the phone with Eddie Lyle from Lyle Tools. Did you know that? Did you know?
I did not know that. How you doing, Eddie?
I'm doing great. Just trying to stay warm right now. How about you guys?
Probably most of the United States is dealing with the 0 degrees and a lot of white stuff.
So, Howie, let me ask you a question. In all of your, you have a lot of cars, and you always change the fleet around. Have you had occasion to use Lyle Tools, the tool brand that you find at all your local auto parts stores?
I have. Okay. Yes.
Because we're always fishing for good tool stories, because, you know, we're tool aficionados ourselves, so we like to hear how other people use and... you know, and have been saved by the brand. But what's new? What are you working on?
You know, there's certain... let's see. The last couple of weeks, I was helping out my middle daughter with her 04 Toyota Corolla S. She had some issues with starting. And when I removed the fan... assembly and remove the radiator, I said, oh, Houston, we got a problem. So basically I had to do a radiator or a starter, do a tune-up, do oil, do front brakes, you know, and do some wipers, you know, for it. And when I was finishing up the radiator, it was, you know, winter storm warning. But I had my Russian hat on, so I was okay.
Yeah.
See, Eddie, this is the magic of live radio.
You never know what you're going to get. But I think Lyle does make a tool, and I'm pretty sure, and it's one of the older ones in my toolbox, a windshield wiper arm removal tool. It's kind
yes.
of, you know.
Oh,
and,
good.
And that thing great. Is, you know, you almost wouldn't know what to do with it when you look at it, because it's just a... It looks like a tongue depressor made out of metal with a red cap on it. And then there's a little foot at the bottom that kind of flops back and forth. And that's what you hook under that, the back end of that wiper arm. And you just kind of pry it off. And this way you don't, on the older cars, we'd be, denting up the valance. But that tool prevents that. Very nice. There it is.
Right.
It's very
good. I understand. I understand, Professor Ray.
Yes.
it sounds like a good dental tool.
It's kind of dull, so I don't know about that. But it you maybe don't hold your mouth open. I don't know.
Well, Howie, thank you so much for calling us. You've always, like always, you have always sent the show into new depths, and we appreciate it.
Oh, well, hey, everybody keep warm, if you can, go to the beach and go topless.
Yes, thank you, Almighty. We will talk very soon, I hope.
Thanks for calling, Howie.
Be well, everybody.
Thanks for calling, Howie. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Howie.
516-572-7440 or 516-256-9510. That was the big man. That was.
Absolutely. No.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, Eddie, I have a question for you. This phone keeps ringing, and I swear we're going to make it work one way or the other today. Let's see. Do we have a caller on the line? Hello, caller. No, for some reason, these calls aren't going through. I don't know why. It says on air.
I was going to say, there's a button on the right-hand side of the... That switched on?
That picks up the phone, and it says green on air. So, there was an issue with it last week, so I guess. Luckily, we have our backup.
Well, we go right... good thing we got the backup line hooked up. 516-256-9510. Call us on that one.
So what I noticed, Eddie, is looking at the Lyle Tools website, like under the Creeper section, many of the tools have a... there'll be a message that says obsolete at factory. And we were curious, what does that mean?
That simply means that the tool is no longer manufactured by us. We no longer carry it. And over time, if a tool doesn't sell well or doesn't sell well enough, it'll be obsolete. Now, sometimes a tool will supersede that tool and it'll be replaced with a new tool. But, say there's a Lyle tool out there that you've loved for many years and, we might no longer make it anymore. Every once in a while, though, we might have one or two in stock. Call into us. We'll be able to check out our return bench and we can see if we got one hanging around we could send you. But, that's what obsolete means.
Okay, good. Yeah, we're just curious because it was, we're kind of slow that way. That's why I figured that it was not available. But, and as you look through the website, and I encourage people to do that, LyleCorp.com is the URL. And just cruise, like any good website, just cruise through the sections under... new products, batteries, bearing, body, brakes. You're going to find stuff that you want and you need. So it's a great website.
I am truly fascinated. I'm watching videos here of Lyle Tools in action, and it is just to see how the ease and how easily they're being used and implemented is just wonderful. Eddie, what is a big seller? We know about the Ford spark plug removal tool and the serpentine belt removal tool. Are there any tools that you have that are big sellers that are very popular?
Oh, absolutely. For instance, like our plastic fastener remover, our 35-260, I believe that's probably our number one all-time seller. Our 37,000 AC fuel line disconnect tool set. You can find those in tons of parts stores. All of our filter wrenches sell really well too. Those are a few of the good ones. Our razor blade scraper has been a good seller for a long time.
Right.
I have one.
And I just used one yesterday. Macro Man Brian just got in touch with us and said that you need to bring back the 7260 or maybe 77260. I'm not really sure. He says he gets a lot of people asking for it, even though they have a new harmonic balancer socket, they still like that one for Hondas. So, again, it's not obsolete a factory. Right. That looks like it would be a very easy tool to get in there for that.
Yes, we're keeping our internet know-it-all busy. He keeps putting up pictures of the tools that we're talking about
yeah.
right here.
So. And you can see by looking at it how that tool would, you know, would it's sturdy. It's, you know, it's going to get in and do the job that it needs to do. Yeah, perfect. I mean, what more do you want? And I got to say that, you know, the price point for the Lyle stuff is very, very good. It's an affordable line yes. of tools and not going to. Now, you know, when you come out with a specialty tool, especially even on the tool trucks, a lot of times you see like, what do they do, crank the price up another 20% because it's a specialty tool. But with the Lyle stuff, it's more affordable than, I mean, how could you not buy it? But we'll
go back to the phones?
Yes, sir. Please
yeah,
do.
Let's go back to the phones. Let's go back to the fun and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths and Eddie Lyle from Lyle Tools. Hello.
Hello, Motor Mouths. It's Tom from Massapequa.
Hey, Tom.
What's up, Tom? How are you, my brother?
Hey, good, good. Thank you guys for this has been a good show. I'm listening to Eddie Lyle. And, Eddie, I had a question, and I realize you guys make stuff private label for some of the other brands. Could you tell us about any of those? Any insight you want to share with us?
Yeah, you know, you can always get our Lyle tools and our brand, but we do private labeling. You know, for some of the tool trucks out there, you might find our stuff on a Snap-on or a Matco or a Mac, or a Cornwell truck. But yeah, we do certainly do private label as well.
Right. Right.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. And go ahead, Dan.
No, I was going to say, we've seen that in the past where companies will do that. Yeah, I've watched some videos where guys will say, this isn't just a Snap-on tool. It's made by somebody else. Like, you know what? It works. Who cares? Like,
yeah.
You know, they're going to warranty it for you. Just, you know, get on with your day. But, whatever. I like those new angled, the articulated jaw pliers that are good for getting hose clamps that are, like, kind of hidden in the engine bay. Those.
Oh, yeah.
Again, you could have every single tool on this website and still want more. Like, I know I could, but... It's just because when stuff
yeah, you
works,
know, for
yeah.
What's I was that? Just going to say, you know, you brought up those hose clamp pliers, and I can tell you a story there on that. So we have our 17,000 long reach hose clamp pliers, and then we have our 17,370 35 degree long reach hose clamp pliers, and we had those at a show, and we were kind of debating, well, which one's going to sell more? Uh-huh. We didn't really know. We kind of thought maybe the 35 degree. And what happened was we actually sold a lot of both of them, and it was about even. So sometimes it just comes down to preference, what people prefer. Yeah. So put a little twist on it, and some people like that a little bit better.
Right, because sometimes you have a straight shot, and other times, you know, there was a line of angled, kind of like a needle nose plier that the tool trucks had, and I was trying to get them from my Snap-on guy, and he didn't have them. He goes, "Oh, I got to get those in," and it took so long, I just stopped asking for them. I didn't have a specific reason, but I just thought like they looks it's kind of like a pistol grip, and it looked like it'd be good to have in a certain application. And that's, you know, we don't always buy tools because we need that socket or that wrench. We buy them because it looks like it'll get us out of a jam in the future. And same thing with these, very very.
Hey,
nice.
Todd. Yeah. Tom, did you have another question for Eddie?
Hey, I just wanted to share, Eddie. I don't know if this is another market for you.
Oop. Repeat that, Tom. I think we lost your comment. I don't know if we lost Tom.
You can roll. These guys are gritty.
Can you repeat that quick, Tom? We lost the middle of your statement there.
Well, the Motor Mouth guys are really into music and auto mechanics and things like that. So I wanted to share with Eddie that I do know that some blues musicians use deep sockets for their slide guitars, and sometimes they have a hard time finding the right size. So I just thought I'd share that with you. It may be another untapped market.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
You know, well, Tom, you know, and,
appreciate
and
that.
I will say, Tom, the cowbell that you gifted Joe and I a couple of years ago did come back a few weeks ago. I did ring it when Chris said something about cowbell. But, you know, the other thing is the blues artists, the good guys, they'll grab one of those deep shot glasses and just use a glass slide on that guitar.
Yeah. Well, the lady I'm following now, her name is Rory Glock. Yeah, if you get a chance, Google her. But She says that the deep sockets are best for her because it gives her the chance to do a lot of percussion on the guitar. Right. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
All right.
516-256-9510. We still have a little bit of time to talk to Eddie Lyle from Lyle Tools.
I did forget to tell Eddie when we had a conversation last week that this show could be called a free-for-all because you never know where it's going to go.
hey, you know what? We just sell the tools, and you can do whatever you want with them.
There you go.
That's perfect. Well, it's funny, Eddie, because now you see the well-rounded listenership and viewership we have here at Motormouth Radio. Do we have time for one more call?
Yes, we do.
Can we do this? Can we do this? Can we do this? Let's try it. Hi, you're on with the Motormouth.
Hi.
And Eddie Lyle.
John from Freeport. How are you?
What's
Who's
up,
this?
John?
I'm sorry. Oh, John. Hi. How are you?
John from Freeport. I let the guy fix my radiator, and then he gave me an estimate of $1,500 for the water pump and timing belt. I got to call you back. And he said, yes.
We just got to back up. This was your Volvo that you called about last week asking for repair advice. So, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
C6. Anyway, He made it sound like I was going to put another 15, so it would be a total of 2,100. I said, I got to call you back. But then when I called him back, I looked it up, and they said it only take about an hour to replace the water pump, and then maybe another hour to do the timing belt. So he had mentioned there was a lot of labor involved. So when I called him back, he said it went from 1,500 plus the radiator to 1,500 including the radiator, and then it went to 1,200 cash. Okay. And so I said, you know what? It's already there. Another $600. Let them do the water pump and the timing belt, and I'll pick it up in a day or two. So
I think that was a good choice.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. That was.
Then
a good
he hit me with a bill for $1,290, and I said, listen, you told me $1,200 cash, so here's the $1,200 cash, and I got my car and my receipt, and I left. And then on the $1,288 receipt, it had $90 for a tow. And I towed it there myself. He didn't pay for the tow.
Oh, okay.
So maybe I can get $12 back from the guy.
Yeah.
And then he charged me. What should you charge a guy for putting antifreeze in the radiator that you installed? I don't remember the number, but I thought it was maybe $60. I don't know. Is that standard? That nickel and dime you?
You know, guys can write out their ROs a number of different ways. Some guys use a dealership model where every rag and spray of brake clean is accounted for. And other guys just kind of wing it, So it's the way that shop works. And that's why, as a consumer, you have your choice to choose to go there again or not go there. I think he did the right thing. I think he did the right job for you. But, your mileage may vary. So that's
true.
Yeah, it's working. He said he took the air conditioner compressor off of the belt, I guess, or something. He said it won't rattle. He said it won't rattle and it won't work.
If the belt is off, the compressor's not going to work. That's for sure. Yeah, yeah.
Well, we're glad.
I guess I knew it.
We're glad you made the right decision, and we're glad you let us know, John. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the follow up, John.
Great show. Thanks, guys. I appreciate the advice.
All right.
We'll talk to you soon. Bye bye.
All righty, we are getting towards the end of the show. Eddie, before we do have to wrap, would you like to put out any contact information for Lyle, how people can find you, website, social media information, anything like that?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, so if you want to check out our website, go to www.lylecorp.com. From there, you can subscribe to our new tools list. So whenever we release new tools, you'll get notified. We released 42 new tools last year in 2020 alone. So it's a good year for new tools. But besides our website, you can follow us and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We release 30-second to a minute-long videos for every new tool we release. And then from there, you can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter as well.
Right, right. Yeah, I just subscribed to that YouTube channel last night because I was sitting there. I use YouTube as TV, and I looked up Lyle and said, wow, great videos, nice, quick, short, just what I want to see. I don't want to sit there for 45 minutes. You want to get in, get out, get the idea, and then move on. So excellent. I like the YouTube channel a lot. Very good, very good. But Yeah, well, Eddie, we thank you for coming on with us. That's it was very nice of you to come in, and yeah, we will be in touch. I'll reach out to you again in the future, or if you have some stuff you want to do in the future, any new products you want to drop or talk about on our airwaves, you have my contact info. Please feel free to get in touch with us, and we'll put you back on. That's not a problem. You're part of the family, you know, so we like to share.
Yes. Well, sounds great, guys, and thanks a lot. That was a lot of fun, and look forward to talking to you in the future, too.
Excellent. Keep up the good work at Lyle. All right.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Eddie. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Eddie. We'll talk to you soon.
All righty. Yes.
A good show. Very good. A good show. Got a lot covered with Eddie Lyle from Lyle Tools, and we'll have the show up on Motormouth Radio. .com plus highlights on Instagram and Stratosphere and Sassafras and all the other social media outlets.
Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, that's where they go. That's kind of the regular loop. I got into a little bit of a loop here. I'm putting up pictures of some of the older jobs we've done. Someone suggested I do a before and after of some of the jobs we've done at the shop. And so far, I've been getting some feedback that people are really liking it. And so that's going to continue. We're going to continue doing that. And Chris, we can certainly put your stuff in. You know, that's not a problem.
Because I got a lot of before stuff right now.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. You know,
there's a lot of before stuff that we could put up there.
All right.
Not much after stuff, but a lot of before stuff. That's for sure.
All right, so with that, we're going to make some room for Kim so she can come in and do her show, Thunder Road, Best of Springsteen. We'll be back next week with more. We don't know if we have a guest yet. We'll see what happens during the week. Chris, what do we always say to people who want to sit in the parking lot and wait for us?
Say, don't follow us home and make sure you have a good round of specialty tools.
Right. So with that in mind, for Chris Switzer, Ray Guarino, and thanking Eddie Lyle for coming on with us from Lyle Tools, we will be back again next week where we'll follow this up with more fun and frolic. And until then, keep it between the lines. And I'll be driving my new vehicle next week, so we'll talk about that. All right.
Ooh, sounds good.
All right. So for Chris, this is Ray. We're going to be out of here. 90.3 WHPC. See ya.
This show on 90.3 WHPC is brought to you by CarStar Celebrity Chase Collision, with two locations in Lynbrook and Oceanside, who remind you that New York State law says you always have the right to choose which shop you want to have your car fixed at. CarStar Celebrity Chase Collision offers a full range of services, 24-hour towing between Montauk and Manhattan, shuttle service, and they can help you with a rental car arrangement if needed. And yes, se habla español. More information is available by calling 516-593-0920 or visiting online at celebritychasecollision.com.